to be in the house of the Lord. We love you so much. You may be seated. 7 billion people are estimated to be on this planet. Can you believe that? 7 billion people. With 7 billion people, there's probably a lot of problems in the world. Probably a lot of issues going on. You know, I just want to tell you today, there may be 7 billion people on this earth, but I want you to know you are up close and personal with God today. Don't feel like you're alone. Don't feel like that He does not know where you are and what is going on in your life. Because the Bible tells us that He's counted every hair on your head. Job said this, He knows everywhere I go. He knows every step I take. The scripture says that He knows every breath we take. God is an ever-present God. He is omnipresent, which means He is everywhere all the time. He is omnipotent. He is the creator of this universe, and He controls it all. So often, people feel like maybe God doesn't know where they are. I'm in this big world all by myself, but I'm here to announce today, God has you in His sights, and He knows exactly what's going on in your life. I love the story found in John 4. It's about the Samaritan woman who came to the well one afternoon and Jesus was there. Now this story has amazing revelations of all kind. But what I want to look at today, when this woman came to the well, Jesus was there all by Himself. So she came to the well at the hottest part of the day. She was by herself. She was actually trying to avoid people. She had quite the reputation. So it was her time to slide in, get her water from the well, and get out before anybody else could see her. But she encountered Jesus that day. And when she came upon Jesus, He drew near to her. He began to talk to her. He began to ask her questions. Now, Jesus was a Jew and she was a Samaritan, and the two didn't mix. She was astounded that, first of all, this Jewish man would talk to her. So she began to talk back to him. She slowly but surely eased a little closer and began to listen to what he said. Jesus was offering her salvation that day. He began to ask her about her life, and she answered a few questions. And then at that moment, he wanted her to know something very important. He wanted her to know that he knew all about her. He began to tell her, yes, I know that you have been married 5 times. And he said, I know that the man you're with right now, he's not your husband. She couldn't believe it. This man knew everything about her. He was a Jew. He was still talking to her. He was offering her living water, even though she didn't quite comprehend what he was saying. She felt the closeness. He was drawing her unto himself. He was saying, I know all about you, and I still love you. And I want to offer you something in your life that will fix every problem you have or you will ever have. She was so touched. She was so moved that she literally ran into town to tell people about this man. She wanted to spread the news that there is a man at Jacob's well that knows everything about me. Now you have to understand, this woman was an outcast. People would have shunned her. They labeled her. But she was so confident after speaking to Jesus that she stripped off all those labels and she ran to those people. She did not care. She said, I want you to know there is a man who has drawn me near with such love and affection. He knows everything about me, and He hasn't judged me. Psalm 34:18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and He saves those with crushed spirits. See, this woman was brokenhearted. She was crushed by the trials of life. But Jesus said, you're the one I want to save. You're the one I want to draw near to. You're not alone. You're not too far from God. He's drawing near to you even now. We were at a play a couple years ago at the Wortham Theater here in the city. And we had okay seats. I couldn't see the stage very well. And there were 5 of us. And as we sat down and got all situated, I realized there was only 1 set of binoculars for all 5 of us. So I waited patiently as the play began for the binoculars to make their way down to me. And when they did, I got those binoculars in my hand, and I was so excited. I drew those binoculars up near my eyes, and I focused them just right. And do you know, I got so close to that stage. Where I was far away from the stage, it now was right up close and personal. I could literally see the expressions on the actors' faces. I could hear them better because I knew which one was talking now. What was once far away had been drawn close to me because I had these binoculars focused. And do you know, sometimes in life we feel so far away from God? But can I tell you, in Ephesians 2, it says, "But now in Christ, you who were far away have been brought near by the blood of Jesus Christ." See, you may have been far away and distant in your life, but God has got you in His sights. He has put His God binoculars and He has focused you in. You are right there, up close and personal to your God today. Don't get a distorted view of a person who cannot be seen and who cannot be felt by God. You are not just one of 7 billion. You are God's chosen vessel. You are His child. He has handpicked you. He wants to offer you something every single day that will take care of every problem you have or every problem you will ever have. He wants to fill your thirsty soul. He doesn't care where you've been. He doesn't care what you've done. He just wants you to know, I'm right here. I'm an up close and personal God. See, when you have children, you get a little better understanding of God's powerful love towards you. Joel and I have 2 children. They are my children, okay? I carried them for 9 months. I delivered them. They are my children. Everything good about those children are me. Everything not so good, Joel. Those are my kids. And can I tell you, I'm thinking of them all the time. No matter where they are, I am thinking about those kids. Whether they call me or text me, I love to hear from them. I find joy. If they call me wanting something, like they usually do, that's okay. Because they're my kids. Do I agree with everything? No, I don't. But let me tell you something. I am committed to those kids. I will draw close to those kids all the days of their life because they are mine. They belong to me, and I'm committed to them. I will never throw my hands up, no matter what, and say, I'm done. I will never turn my back on them and say, whenever you get it right, then you can come close to me. No, I will always run to them, no matter what, because they are mine. And that's exactly what our Heavenly Father does. He doesn't judge us. He doesn't criticize us. He doesn't always look at what we're doing wrong. He has not thrown His hands up and taken His face away. No, He is drawn near. Even in the worst of your times, you get the best of your God. He says, when you are weak, I'll be strong through you. I'll never retract my love. I will never be distant from you, but I will always be that up close and personal God. Can I tell you today, whatever you're facing, God sees it. He sees the expression on your face. He feels the pain in your heart. And it's only a matter of time before He helps you and changes the situation. But you cannot think that you are not important to God. You've got to grab hold of what He is offering you today. Have confidence today that no matter what mess you're in, whether you caused it, whether someone else caused it, have confidence that God is going to help you. Just like that woman at the well. Listen, she erased every label when she realized this Messiah, this God, the one we have always been longing for, is standing in front of me and willing to draw near to me. God is an amazing God. He loves you no matter what's going on in your life. Grab hold of Him. Respond to Him in faith. Get this image of Him looking through His binoculars, keeping you close, and I believe things will turn around in your life. You'll become stronger and more confident to face every challenge and every problem you ever encounter. Amen? Amen. Thanks for being a part of our YouTube channel. We post new videos right here every week to keep you inspired and encouraged.
When you subscribe to the channel, it helps to get the message of hope around the world. If you've been impacted by our ministry, let us know in the comments below and share this page with a friend.
We also want to take a moment and thank you for all you do to support the ministry with your donations and offerings. You help keep the ministry going.
When you give, I believe God will open the windows of heaven. You'll see His favor in new ways in your life. I know our best days are still up in front of us.
We love you, and we'll see you next time.